This is Anne-Marie Panaringhan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It's hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight playing the Oakland Athletics, second game in the series and looking to get back into the W column. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're going to be talking about an event he did a week and a half ago on the Huntington Beach Pier, that being the Outstanding in the Field Dinner with Sustainable Seafood for 225 guests on the Huntington Beach Pier. Pretty impressive. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we do on Saturday afternoons, actually Saturday mornings. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Picking up our conversation about the new June iteration of Construction Long Beach, this being the pet edition, which the build date is going to be June 17th, and always a lot of fun benefiting Sparky and the gang. Unfortunately, the situation with pets that need to be rescued, the shelters in the Southern California area, for whatever reason, are very full right now. In the need to find these wonderful animals, homes is pretty great. So rejoining us is the ringleader for Construction Long Beach Pet Edition, that being Terry Henry, and representing the engineering, architecture, and design firm that is going to be doing the build is Steve Peterson of P2S Incorporated. Welcome back. Steve, picking up the conversation with you on the build day, in those 12 hours that you have the opportunity and the challenge to get this structure done, how big is your team going to be?
Our team is going to consist of approximately 6 to 7 individuals, and I found that over the years, that's the sweet number to where it's just enough people to help have a successful event, but not too many cooks in the kitchen, because there have been times, our team once, where you're about two-thirds of the way through the design and somebody takes a wrong step and your entire build falls over and you have to scramble and replan. But yeah, we're going to have about 3 or 4 of us from P2S and then another 2 or 3 from Bremco Construction.
Definitely going to be interesting to watch. And is the 12 hours a challenge, or is that really enough time to get it all together? You know, how much are you hustling?
It's a really good question. I think it all comes down to the design and the pre-planning. I know some teams like to kind of wing it, and they just bring a few sketches. Our team is going to definitely take advantage of these additional few weeks that we have to come prepared. And our goal is to knock out the build in about 6 to 8 hours and then save some time for us to enjoy a cold beverage, like Terry mentioned.
Steven, at that point, I think you and the team will have earned it. And talking about cold beverages, there's a rumor, Steven, that I've heard that your father-in-law happens to be in the restaurant business in Long Beach with a very prominent restaurant. Am I warm?
You're very warm. My in-laws happen to own a local, great, fantastic spot called the Crooked Duck, who you are, I'm sure, very familiar with.
Steven, not only am I familiar with them, but of course I've been a patron of the restaurant, and your father-in-law actually has been a guest on the show. So that was a little bit of a setup, but we definitely wanted to get a plug in for them.
I appreciate that. That's great.
Bringing Terry back into the conversation, Terry, again, where is all of this taking place? What are the dates, and how long will the installation be available for the public to view? And for people that come by to see this magnificent installation once it's all put together, what do you recommend that they bring with you to support Sparky and the gang?
Okay, well, this is the inaugural event. The bill day is now June 17th, starting at 7 a.m. We'll have, on bill day, we will have a dozen or so dogs looking for their forever homes between 7 and noon that day, and then again, probably between like 3 and 7. Come by and you might find the next member of your family, but be sure and bring cans to donate of pet food or treats or anything, or also consider making a donation to Sparky and the Gang at sparkyandthegang.com. The event is at Trademark Brewing, which is at 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach.
And in terms of the viewing dates, we know that it starts on the 17th. You know, when does it conclude?
It's up till the 26th of June. Everything will come down the morning of the 27th. And if you need more information or to refresh your memory, go to constructionlongbeach.org.
And I do believe the 26th is a Sunday, so people have an extra weekend there to be able to see what's going on. And Terry, I think it's an important point to make that in terms of animal rescue and the need that is out there, you mentioned your second canine friend that you adopted as a rescue from Sparky and the Gang, but you also have your first rescue that you acquired in a very unusual way. How did that particular little canine that's mainly Chihuahua, how did that particular one come your way?
She kind of fell into our lap. She was, I guess she was just a few weeks old and tied to the door of the local vet here, Long Beach or Pine Avenue Animal Hospital, with a piece of tape on her that said free. And she went to another pet parent for a week or so, and he decided it was a little bit too much. And we had a mutual friend, and she came with us. So, six years now, and she's just a delight.
A very happy ending to what could have been a very sad story. So just wanted to share that with our audience, because there's a lot of connection here in terms of animal rescue and the importance always, but particularly right now. To bring Stephen back into the conversation, Stephen, to give our listeners a little bit of a better idea of the magnitude of the construction that you're going to be putting together on June the 17th with your team, what's your estimate on the number of cans that's going to go into the structure?
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to ask that. I don't have the exact number, but I think, based off of the several notepads I've been scribbling on over the last few days, I think we're looking at about 2,700 cans of dog food and cat food combined, as well as several hundred pounds of milk bones that we're going to incorporate into the build as well, plus a few little dog treats that we had to kind of throw into the design that wasn't on the rendering. So it's kind of a little surprise for the build day. So we're definitely going to be sending some love towards Sparky and the Gang and keeping those dogs and cats well fed for hopefully a few months to go.
Now, is your little Australian dog going to be observing on the build day, Stephen, or does he get to come by and look later?
I didn't even think about that. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter that's a big fan of Blue's Clues, which my testament is whether or not when she shows up to see the build, if she recognizes the build. That's how I'm going to measure our success of the event. But I think when she comes, we need to have our Australian Shepherd tag along with her. I think that's a great idea. Maybe not during the build in case she causes some destruction, but afterwards, absolutely, as long as the brewery is up to it. It sounds like they are, so that's a great idea.
As long as it's not in the food area, Stephen, I think you'll be okay, and I don't think the Long Beach Health Department would mind. Now, you've trained your Australian Shepherd with a lot of tricks. I understand they're very smart dogs. What is that like in terms of the training process? Because you have the little guy jumping through a hoop.
Yeah. You've got some good researchers on your end. This is fantastic. My wife grew up with Australian Shepherds since she was a little kid. And so after we got married and got our first home here in Long Beach, we said, we're going to find one. And we waited about a year until we got the right one. And she's been fantastic. Her name is Jojo. And she has her own Instagram page, of course. But she,
of course.
my wife, I give her most of the credit. She trained her very well, and I've learned a lot from that. And besides just obedience, she's able to do a lot of really cool tricks, which includes jumping through a hoop and looking really pretty and just being an amazing sister to our daughter. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and they're great dogs with high energy. But if they're trained right, they are fantastic family dogs.
And, Stephen, from what I understand, they like to be in charge. So I'm sure you have a lot going on there. Terry, as we need to say goodbye one last time for all the details of the build date for Construction Long Beach Pet Edition and where it's going to be, and if they want additional information, what's the best website?
Trademark Brewing is our host at 233 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach. June 17th is the build day. It'll run through June 26th. And for any additional information, go to constructionlongbeach.org.
Thank you both. We have been talking about a permutation of Construction Long Beach, which is going to be Construction Long Beach Pet Edition. Build date is June 17th at Trademark Brewing in Long Beach. And we've been talking with the representative from the engineering firm that's going to be doing the installation. Quite an ambitious undertaking, that being Steve Peterson of P2S Inc. and Terry Henry, the organizer. And we will be reporting on this. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's Amar Santana of Vaca in Costa Mesa talking about OC Chefs, the Next Generation, a charity event benefiting the Careers Through Culinary Arts program that he is the co-lead chef of. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.